for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King.
We came to Al-Assad to share our eternal gratitude for everything you do.
Under the cover of darkness, President Trump made an unannounced visit to Iraq, landing in an airbase west of Baghdad to greet U.S. troops and thank them for their service. He spoke about his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, which was harshly criticized even by his fellow Republicans.
There will be a strong, deliberate, and orderly withdrawal of U.S. forces from Syria. Very deliberate, very orderly, while maintaining the U.S. presence in Iraq to prevent an ISIS resurgence.
Defense Secretary James Mattis quit his job in part over the decision to pull U.S. troops from Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wade Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There's still lots of people planning to travel before the holiday is over. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray says a major winter storm threatens to cause trouble for thousands of travelers.
Airports are going to be absolutely insane anyway today because a lot of people traveling home. Add to that the snow, the rain, the severe weather threat, and we could have pure chaos as far as travel goes.
And an even heavier snow event is expected to develop over the Four Corners region through Friday. There was a burst of activity on Wall Street. It was the Dow's biggest one-day point gain ever, with the index advancing about 5%. Market analyst Gene Peroni.
The bias seems to be changing here a bit, where investors now are focusing on what the possible positive prospects can be for the first quarter, rather than drawing on what the negatives have been through much of 2018.
The NASDAQ rose 361, and the S&P 500 was up 116. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Box office revenue for movies in 2018 has hit a new record in North America. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
It does seem to be hooray for Hollywood again, as just a few years ago, people were seeing declining box office numbers and were predicting the end of the movie industry in its current form. But now Hollywood and theater owners have gotten a Christmas present. 2018's domestic box office revenue has surpassed a record set in 2016, and this year's lucrative Christmas to New Year's period is still underway. IMAX has set itself a new milestone, crossing $1 billion at the 2018 worldwide box office. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Christmas holiday isn't quite complete until you return the unwanted gifts or the ones that don't work. First of all, determine where your gift came from. If you got your gift from Amazon, they have a website just for returning gifts. Check websites for return policies and deadlines. With more on returning gifts, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Folks across America are hitting the stores for after Christmas sales and possibly returns. Heatha Herzog tells Fox News it's best to do those returns early in the morning.
When you get to the store early, you know, like anything, people are a little bit more friendly to deal with. There are not a lot of people in there. You can get in there and out of there quicker.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.